This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
94 WIP. I was just talking to Bill Matz here at the Borgata. My producer here, Kyle Quinn's back at the studio. Assuming, and I think it's a pretty good assumption now, the Phillies are in the World Series. And assuming it goes to a sixth or seventh game. You know, I'm thinking ahead, but I'm always proactive rather than reactive. The Eagles play Houston on Thursday Night Football, November 3rd. That's the day I'm being inducted in the Philly Sports Hall of Fame, but obviously I've got to work. That's why it's one of the reasons I've made five Hall of Fames, and that being one, and I'm proud of that. But I have somebody accepting my award that night. I'm sorry I can't be there, but that's not the point. The point is they play Houston on Thursday. If there's a game 6 and 7, and assuming Houston goes on to win that series, the Phillies would be in Houston on that Friday and Saturday. Is that mind-boggling? Think about that. That would be a great trip. Now, you'd have to pay a fortune for the airfare because the airlines, you know, is going to rip you off because they know what's going on. And to get tickets for the game probably wouldn't be easy. But what a trip that would be, huh? What a great trip that would be. I'm just giving the fans of Philly a little idea, but I know it's hard to get tickets. All right, let's go to this is one portion of the dope portion of the program. Lamont, you
good
dope.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, listen, I'm tired of you talking about my Cowboys like this.
Well, they, you know what? They're not as good as you think they are. They're not as good as you think they are.
Yeah, they are good, Howard. They are good.
They're good defensively. Their offense is...
Hey, Howard.
No, they're not good enough to win the division. They're not good enough to go very far.
Hey, Howard, let's tell the people the truth. I mean, you guys are announcers and comedians. I mean, news reporters and everything. Let's tell the people the truth. Who in the front office, Howard?
What's that?
Who's in the front office, NFL front office?
For who?
Now you got amnesia.
I don't understand the question because I didn't understand.
Who's in the NFL front office? You're getting amnesia now, Howard.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't even understand the question. There's no such thing called a front office for the NFL. It's the commissioner's office.
NFL front office, Howard.
You mean in the commissioner's office? Yeah, Troy Vincent.
I'm calling the front office because
Troy Vincent. I get it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now, thank you, Howard.
No, but it's not called the front office. It's called the commissioner's office.
And where did Troy Vincent come from, Howard?
Well, it has nothing to do with it.
He played with the Eagles.
So what? What does that have to do with it?
He won.
Now we've gone to real extremes. Troy Vincent is fixing the games for the Eagles.
Hey, listen, I'm just educating the people.
Holly, you're educating my ass, and that's all it's worth is my ass. Educating what? What are you educating? Wait a minute, what are you educating?
Hey, Howard, let me tell you something, Howard.
I mean, he's done things to the Eagles that they weren't happy about.
Hey, listen. Troy Winston, he went to Rogers.
Rogers,
I want parity in the NFL.
Stop.
I want the Cowboys.
Well, yeah, everybody, they want parity. It's mediocrity, but they want parity.
What
does that have to do with the price of tea anyway?
Okay, Howard.
The Cowboys are overrated, and the Cowboys suck.
You love the Cowboys. I just heard you this morning saying, we got a coach out there waiting to take over McCaffrey.
Well, there is a coach. Sean Payton will be the next coach of the Cowboys.
But right now, he's doing the job, Howard. So let the man work.
Doing what job? It's an undisciplined bunch of players.
Hey,
that's
Howard,
what they are.
The man is working, Howard. The man is doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing. You know what? I hope they keep him for a lifetime, because they will never win with McCarthy as their head coach.
McCarthy will bring a Super Bowl there, Howard.
You know what? I'll kiss your rear end if he does that.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yes, did you hear Jerry Jones settle down?
I heard it. Hey, Howard, you know what? For real, Howard.
Hey, Lamont. You're a nitwit, you're a moron, and a dope, and I have one more question for you. Ready?
I got one question for you before you let me go, too.
Go ahead. What's your question?
You think the Eagles going to the Super Bowl just by running the ball? All day long?
No, they're going to pass the ball. You know, that's
a
stupid question.
You know it, and I know it.
That's a stupid question.
All right.
Here's my question. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me if this sounds like I'm hanging up on you. No response.
Come on, man. That's a stupid question.
Yes. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WIP.
I got to follow that moron.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a genius. Anybody can. I totally agree with you with the pictures.
You know what? Just let me point something out.
Sure.
When this dope points out Troy Vincent. Troy Vincent was in the commissioner's office when Wentz got hit by that with that cheap shot in that playoff game, and nothing happened. And Troy has say over that. So
Howard,
how many times
have people tried to say NFL games are fixed? Do you know what that would do to a $13 billion industry every year? Anyway, I agree with the Sixers. I want to get to the Phillies. And New Orleans, keep losing. You're at 2-5. That draft pick will look better and better.
And, so, and you know what? They just find ways to lose.
Yes, they do.
I thought they were going to be better than that.
Yes, they do. So, anyway, with this postseason, how could anybody have predicted this? There are so many firsts as well. The six runs in back-to-back innings in back-to-back games. Don Larson's pitching line got matched by Wheeler. How about this, Howard? 300-win teams are out of the playoffs, and that's one of the reasons why I think the Phillies are beating the Dodgers.
Usually, the best team in any sport doesn't win a championship.
And this is both of them.
Wait a minute. Yeah, both of them. Both Atlanta and the Mets. You're right.
Yeah, and this is why I think San Diego is going down. When San Diego beat the Dodgers, people don't realize, I don't know how it was 19 games, but the Mets did to the Phillies what the Dodgers did to San Diego. I think psychologically you could almost say that they won their World Series already. I like the Phillies. They showed they can win in San Diego. I just like them in this series, not being a homer, because I didn't think they were going to be going this far either. How could you?
No, and the way it's happening is just mind-boggling.
One quick question, Howard. A buddy of mine who's a big fan down in Florida, was that a check swing, or did he go past that home plate?
I mentioned it earlier. It was a check swing. But that's those are the
two. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the umpire, and whether you're getting out of the way, if the bat goes all the way around, but he didn't break his wrists, it didn't go through the entire plate. It's a check swing. You could tell it's a check swing. Now, was it close? Yes, it was close. But those are the things that are happening.
Absolutely.
Those are the things. So first and second, with nobody out, it's a whole different inning. Yeah,
No doubt. For your contest, because I know you have a lot of callers, I was debating, and I have to go with Sixers 1982, 120 over 120 to 106 over the Celtics. That's the famous beat LA game where they finally lost to Magic Johnson, who took over for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That was in 19. What year was that?
It was 1982. The Sixers defeated the Celtics. On the parquet floor.
Yeah, because the next year is when they won the championship.
And they won the championship. Well, if that's too late for you, could I then give you another one?
That's about 40 years ago. No, okay. We'll stick with that. We'll stick with that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, I won't go the other one, then. I won't even say it.
Yeah, because I don't want you to use up another one. All right.
I will not.
All right, thanks.
Great job, my friend.
All right, take care. Have a great day.
You got it.
All right. Let's go to Dennis. You're on WIP.
Lamont is an idiot, a dope, and a moron.
Yeah, he's all three wrapped up in one. We should start with dope. I mean, you know, and the things these Cowboys lovers bring up is absolutely asinine and ridiculous.
I put him down a week ago on Angelo's show, and I said the last time these Cowgirls run anything, their cheerleaders are now grandmothers.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah, you got to dust off. You need a dust. You need a dust rag to dust off their trophies. It's a joke. You know, and back when they won a Super Bowl ring, they were half the size of what they are today.
I know. They're incredible what they look like now. You know, first of all, before I get to the Eagles, Glenn, don't call me Doc Rivers. This has got to be his last year if they don't get past round two. Your thoughts on that?
You know, now I'll address people that want him fired now.
No, not yet.
If they go through, I'd say, half the season. Remember, there's a coach sitting out there.
Oh, yeah. You can get.
Guy that's suspended from Boston, and they'll figure something out. He's not going to come back and coach the Celtics. But they'd probably make a trade. You could probably get a second. You have to give up a second-round pick. What's the difference? The Sixers don't know what to do with him anyway.
Exactly.
So Daryl Morey gives up the first, just give up the second too. What the hell? Daryl Morey, whatever. I'm not even going to get into Daryl Morey. But the reality is they got to wait. They got to wait because he's got another year after this year. So
I think he has two more. This is his third year of five.
It was five-year contract. Is this only the third year?
What's money?
They spend money like it's nothing anyway.
Those owners are billionaires. What's $10 million to them?
It's probably about $8 million. That's all right. He'd be happy. He could play golf every day and get paid for it. He's not going anywhere. It's too early to make that decision.
Look at the coach of the Carolina Panthers, the former Temple coach. 2.5 years into a seven. Why did they give him a seven-year deal? He's sitting home for the next 4.5 years collecting $40 million.
Because they just go crazy. Well, I'll tell you a contract that's worse than that. Russell Wilson.
He's got his
5 years. He signed a five-year contract with Denver. Doesn't start until after next year.
It's crazy. And
he was a stiff. He wasn't a stiff. He was mediocre. Before they signed him. But they grasp for straws. It's only money. What's the difference?
I'm not going to name a name, but there's a host on WIP that wanted to give up everything for Russell Wilson to come here because they.
I was dead set against it because I thought he was done anyway. I thought he was done, and he is done. So
hey, Dabrowski's done a good job. If he doesn't exit, you know, Joe Girardi and what was it?
That was a foregone conclusion. We could have done that, but he did it. The smart thing is he did it. He did it at the right time.
Yeah,
when everybody felt good about what Rob Thompson started to do because they were playing a weaker schedule, all those things figured into it. Yeah, and he made some good moves and
got the center fielder for us.
You needed a center fielder, but they also re-signed Odubel Herrera.
They did get rid of him.
And I think didn't Dombrowski re-sign? No, D. Gregorius was signed. D.D. Gregorius.
He was already signed, but he got rid of him, too.
Yeah, he got rid of him. So, yeah, and they got Sosa, which was a good supplemental player. Yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are if he didn't make those moves.
Well, they'd be somewhere else. They'd be in better shape if they didn't have Matt Klentak. But you can't look back. You got to look forward.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. And you've won before, right? Do you want to?
Yeah, I won it about 2 months ago.
All right, go ahead. Take a shot.
No, I'm going to give a name that won't win because they don't know who I'm talking about. Game 7, World Series, home run wins the game, and the Yankees beat the crap out of them for four of the six games prior to that. Bill Mazeroski's.
That's too far back. That's too far back.
But it is a good one.
Yeah, but people don't even. There's a lot of people out there don't even know who Bill Mazeroski is.
Yeah, well, Google it, fellas, because that Game 7 home run.
You know, he was like a 240-some hitter, but he became legendary because he hit a home run for the Pirates. Yeah, I know. I was a kid. I remember when I was a kid.
We were both the same age.
I appreciate the call. Thanks, man. We can't go back that far. That was 1960. Can't do that. But that was a... That was an amazing closeout game. And the only thing that anybody who remembers that game is the Bill Mazeroski home run. The fact that he won it in the ninth inning. Walk-off home run. I wonder if there's been any other walk-off walk-off home runs, game-winning home runs, in a seventh game of a World Series.
That's the only one.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Kyle, just the only one. Yeah, it is amazing. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, I'm getting ready to take my foot either right or left and put it up the rear end of and put it up the rear end of Captain Cowboy.
I want me some glory hole.
Yeah, it just, he is an absolute dope. Had no guts. He had no confidence, and he chirps about his Cowboy team. He's a fraud. But we'll come back with him, and then we'll get back to the other callers as well, obviously. Oh, I didn't give the number one time a segment. You know what? You have it in your speed dial. We'll save one. All right? I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. The time now is 8:39, and here's what's happening. So many great things here at the Borgata. People are great. I mean, everybody, you go right down the line. It's just everybody's got a smile on their face. Really helpful. It's a wonderful place, and it's a great place to just relax and have fun. And now is the time to experience everything Borgata has to offer. Experience a luxurious hotel. Rooms are sensational. Award-winning restaurants, terrific. Exciting nightlife, and big-name entertainment. All just steps away from a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion. Still going on now through October 31st, so you only got a week left. Play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like Coach watches, JBL speakers, cash, free play, and more. Plus, two lucky winners will win a 2022 Lexus RX 350 at grand prize drawings, and the next drawing will be October 31st. And that will be, it's always big. Everything here is, it's the best casino hotel probably on the East Coast, for sure. For additional details, visit theborgata.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.